Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show, and today I'm going to start off with AI is God. Some of you are thinking, have you lost your mind? No, I believe in a living God, have no fear. No, I only bow, my knee will only bow down to the King of Kings, nobody else. Everybody else can kiss my Mediterranean ass. That's how that rolls. But AI is God. And why am I saying that AI is God? Because we have an extinction event about to happen to mankind. And I was reflecting on the song War Pigs. I always go back to it because there's a verse there. It says, death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. And, you know, it's a verse, in the fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. And in all fact, America especially has not stopped being in some kind of war or some kind of insurrection since the turn of the 19th century. America has been in one war or another, or one insurrection or another, and they're not the only ones. Russia's been involved, so, and China now is playing the game, and India will also be involved as it becomes a more prominent superpower. The Brits have been there, the French, the German, the Italian, I mean, you name it, superpowers on the council and the United Nations, you know, the five or six countries that are up there, superpowers that are basically running the UN. You know, you have to think here, just for a second. I'm giving you another perspective, you know, not necessarily the one you may agree with, but that's okay, but I'm just giving you another perspective. See, it doesn't matter if we protest or not. Doesn't matter if we, whatever, we could even assassinate every politician on the planet and it wouldn't change a thing. Because artificial intelligence is running the planet. Now, I put in there a vid from YouTube in regarding to Age of Ultron. There's a scene there where as he's transferring his program into a new upload, into a new construct, one of the people that was there, one of the enhanced, I would call, was able to access that program and see what the machine was actually thinking. Now, isn't that interesting? We could actually read the AI. And in there, she saw that the planet had become completely wiped. Life on the planet was all but wiped out. And when she confronted the AI, the AI told her that when the dust settled, all that would be left running the planet would be machines. Now, isn't this interesting that we're already in that stage now where machines are just about running everything? Everything, manufacturing, industry, telecommunications, finance, you name it, AI is running it. And in the earlier scenes, the AI was talking about how he was going to save the planet. This was the intent, the program of this AI was to save the planet. And the way to save the planet was to exterminate mankind or reduce the population down to what we know through the Georgia Guidestones of the Protocols of Zion, 500 million to 600 million people, depending which take you go by. So the AI is in the movie. Now, this is all Hollywood or Hollyweird or horror weird. They're showing you the game. It's not entertainment. It's not science fiction per se. These are documentaries in science and in the program that they're operating in. And they're demonstrating these programs to you in code. And if you pay attention to the details of what is being said, and you actually validate, or not validate, but you observe what is going on around you, how we are progressively, exponentially speeding into an extermination process. Now think about this. The lyric in there is sorcerer's desk construction. We're talking biochemistry. We're talking alchemy. We're talking genetics. We're talking nano. We're talking the means of destroying mankind is through biochemistry or bio-nanochemistry or bio-nano artificial intelligence chemistry. Or we're talking Q-wave chemistry. Okay, all this stuff that we've been getting in the last little while, you know, And the Bible kind of shows you, not kind of, it does show you what is happening. But again, it's in the code. So those who have eyes to see and ears to hear can see and hear it. And everything else around us has been nothing but a distraction. Everything. You know, the bullshit that's being taught on television, the television movies. But even in everything that we're observing on a subconscious level, we are seeing that there's something amiss, something going wrong, something is just not adding up. We're seeing this fantasy realm of, you know, everyone being nice and polite and blah, blah, blah. But in all reality, people are agitated, aggressive, and even violent. Goes contrary to the narrative that we're seeing on television. And then television is trying with the narrative to reduce people or seduce people into these thoughts and beliefs. And if they can get you into these thoughts and beliefs, not acknowledging the reality that's around you, then what winds up happening, you can continue the program and you never will see the truth. And if you become that deceived to such a point, then when the AI networks in the planet through the blockchain and through other means engages a program and downloads this through all the mediums out there, all the mediums. See the term medium? That's your television, your radio, your iPads, your cell phones, your computers, your YouTubes, your Facebook. These are mediums. You know, it was a Canadian university professor back in the 50s, and he called television a medium. Okay, it's another form of sorcery. We have been so fucked with this shit, it's not even funny. And I reflect back, like I said, I have history. I can see, looking back, how I have been, how I was programmed, and everybody from that era that I came out of, how we were programmed. The difference is now, a lot of us are shaking that program. And the effery that they have created has become a fuel for rage, and a fuel for anger, and a fuel for action. But we have to understand what we're actually dealing with here. We're dealing with a program. Okay, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. Programs and principles. I said this before, it shows way back in the past. Programs and principles. This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a program that's been engaged. And everything about this program is just pure bullshit. On every level, there's nothing but lies and deceptions. And what did Jesus say about the devil? He was the father of lies, and all he knew was lies because the truth wasn't in him. And all these bastards are his offspring, his children, these children of Belial, these lying pricks, are nothing but offspring of the devil. And all they're doing is their father's will, if you will. And it's being engaged through the earth, through the programs that are operating today. And once you begin to see the program and principles of the operating systems that are going on and the lies and deceptions, if it's not too late, there's a chance that you can somehow unprogram a lot of this and move forward. That's the way it rolls. That's how it rolls. That's the way it is. See, I don't like mincing words, and I like talking language that people can understand. So when I say certain things, you get it. I'm not trying to cover it up. I'm not trying to be eloquent here. I'm trying to tell it to you the way it is, where the rubber's going to meet the road. Okay, so when we're looking at this, and we're looking at it, I mean, look at what's gone on in the last 10 to 11 months. Okay, nine, 10 months. Look where we have traversed. We have gone from one fakery after another fakery, after another fakery. We're being shut down. We're going to be on lockdown again because the numbers are going up. I mean, what a load of bullshit. The numbers are not going up at all. The numbers that are going up, I'm going to tell you the numbers are actually going up, is the PCR test numbers. Every time they test somebody and they cannot find it in the 27 to 30 cycle range. When they get up to the 40 and the 45th cycle range, the damn thing makes the stuff. But it's dead. So now they say, oh, the numbers are up. What frickin' numbers? The drama is unbelievable. The bullshit is so thick you can cut it with a butter knife. You know, and I'm saying this more for the, I'm preaching to the choir, to those who are awake. I get people call me all the time. How do I stop the vaccine from causing damage? What am I going to do? I mean, are you stupid? is my thinking. Are you still are you this caught up in the program and not understanding that this is a deception of the highest magnitude to exterminate you? AI's idea of saving the planet is based on the facts that it has accumulated and has acquired in its uploading of all the data that's on the Earth. If the data that is uploaded is not accurate or false, it will take that as a fact. If it wants to use these facts as they are in the system, then the only logical course to save the planet and to reduce the problems that the planet has is to wipe out mankind. Mankind is considered to be the problem of the planet. AI doesn't understand that the planet and life on this planet have a certain reciprocity. You can't have one without the other, because the planet was built or created for mankind, and mankind was there for the planet. The unfortunate reality here, and that's nothing philosophical or New Age or anything, that's a statement of fact. If you look at even in Genesis, you know, and what the curse of Adam and all and the men and women that God created in Genesis 6. So when you're looking at this and you see this, that there's a reciprocity between the earth and mankind, this is how God designed it. But what has happened was it was infiltrated by greedy bastards, children of Belial, sons and daughters of the devil, and they turned this planet into some corporocracy where they have basically bled the planet almost to death. Nothing that they've done has benefited mankind or the planet. They've gone to great lengths to destroy the earth and destroy the planet and destroy mankind. Somebody asked me, how is this being done? Well, look at the air pollution we have. We've been having epigenetic factors in the air since the 60s and 50s, when the Industrial Revolution really kicked in America. Now China is spewing out 10 times more shit than America could ever spew out. India will follow suit. Okay, the atmosphere will be just poisoned just to breathe, much less the land where the stuff will fall down on. It'll completely destroy India. India's land sources are barren. They need to import different things to make sure that their soil can be sustained in order to be able to feed its population. The same in China. China doesn't have really any farmland, not really adequate farmland to feed the people it's got. And India has more people than China. But through epigenetics, through the destruction of the atmosphere, destruction of the land, destruction of the water, this further exasperates the resources that to sustain the life we have on the planet. If we worked with the planet and worked in the way God had designed this planet, we wouldn't have a problem sustaining this population or population three times more than what we have. But instead, we have demonic powers controlling this planet that is destroying the earth, destroying everything about this earth, destroying everything about it to again further cause mankind's extinction. Now we move forward over a century with wars and rumors of wars have been going on forever in throughout the world. And now they have concluded that by building all these bombs and all these explosives and all these bullets is expensive. Why not come up with a better way of exterminating mankind? So what better way to do it? By creating a fabrication. A massive deception. And then using the medium again, we're going right back to sorcery, the medium, which is television, to exponentially expose and sensationalize this boogeyman from the dark side of the moon has come here from China, first from the United States and Canada. The materials were sent over to China, which I do believe is more the truth than anything that they told us. Bats, bullshit. Fish, bullshit. You know, this was created in a lab. And they added an XNA compound to it so that it would access your genetic code and immediately infect you. It would bypass your body's immune system, because through XNA is xenic nucleic acids, which can replicate and look exactly like your DNA. So when it's in the body, all it sees is another replication of itself. It says, oh, okay, this is one of us. So as soon as it attaches itself to the rest of the sequence, It now downloads the program. Now you're jacked. You are jacked in. It's in you. It's now part of you. You are now manufacturing this component. You're manufacturing all those genomes. You're manufacturing all those proteins. You're manufacturing the nanobots inside that are replicating and assembling, further spreading that program through your system. So when you say to me, well, can I do something about the vaccine? Yeah, don't take it. First round of vaccines, and I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to call the shot on it. I'm not the only one saying this, but and I said this on other shows. The first shot will be the bullshit shot. It'll be a saltwater shot. It'll be a sugar-coated shot, whatever. It'll be nothing, just water and salt, water and sugar. And I was like, oh, I took the shot. That wasn't so bad. You know, you got Obama, you got Mr. Obuana, and you got Mr. Bush, and you got Mr. You know, Billy Willie. They're all going to get out there and show everybody how they're going to take the shot. What a load. Again, the medium, okay, putting out the lie. These are children of Belial. These are children of Moloch. Okay, they know nothing but lying. They're looking to harvest mankind. They need adrenochrome. They need DNA. They need all kinds of things to perpetuate their immortality. And for one species to have immortality, they, in order to have immortality in this existence and in this dimensional life we're in this shithole, in order for you to have immortality, one must die. One must be sacrificed in order for the other to be immortal. They've been showing this to us in all the sci-fi channels. Matter of fact, that same segment I'm talking about came from Babylon 5. Scientists have found the key to immortality, but and she said, and it was interesting the way they put it, this was years ago when I watched it, she said that in order for one species to have immortality, one species must die. In other words, a parasitical existence. In order for you to exist in this dimension as an immortal, somebody has to die. Somebody has to be sacrificed. Something, and you have to be able to extrapolate and take out of somebody else's life force, their DNA, their genetic code, their blood, because life is in the blood. That's what the Bible tells us. Life is in the blood. This is why we're not supposed to be eating the blood of any animal. It's decreed in both the Old and New Testament, because whatever is in that blood, whether it be parasitical, whether it be bacterial, whether it be viral, whether it be mold, whether it be an algae, whether it be some kind of disease that's in that blood, it will be alive. And if you consume it, now you have it. It can alter your genetic code. That simple. You know, like I said, when you start looking at the Bible, and you're looking at it from a little different perspective than some of the stuff that they've been teaching us in some of these places, and you begin to realize that the reason why God is saying certain things, because he didn't want to see your genetic code destroyed. He allowed for you to eat animals. He allowed you to eat anything that chewed the cud and split the hoop. He allowed you to eat fish with gills. He allowed you to eat birds in game, as long as they weren't vultures or eagles, but for the same reason. The animals that he didn't allow you to eat was because those animals were basically the filtering system on the planet. They were garbage scavengers. And as a result, they had the biological ways and means to break things down so that it didn't kill them, and in return, kept the environment healthy. It's incredibly super intelligent. When you actually read and understand the whole dynamic there, why God says certain things. Sometimes we don't get it, and when we're young, we're dumb. You know, again, when you get into the fornication and adultery, again, we're talking genetics. We're talking genetic exchange. We're talking a genetic, it can be a genetically destructive effect on the people that engage themselves in this way. And there you can get into the spiritual aspect, and get into the psychological aspect, and get into the emotional aspect of it. But there is reasons why, when you're looking at these things and you begin to understand, you know, I look back and reflect and think, geez, what an idiot I was, because I didn't know. I followed the medium that television was teaching me. Because you got to remember, those of us who came from the 60s, we got hit with the sexual revolution. Everything, women were walking around and all you saw was high beams, tight butts, a six pack, and, you know, yum, yum, let's get some. That's all we saw. You know, now today I look at it, they go, headache. Because the dynamic of the relationships are not relationships anymore. They're not about being in a relationship. They're about being in a coexistence. And that's where the problems arise, being in a coexistence. So there's a lot of things that when we start looking at these things a little closer and we begin to understand certain things in regarding to why things were said or how things were written, you know, and then we look at today, what's really going on, how we have an artificial intelligence running the planet. We have an augmented artificial intelligence that's learning everything it can about the planet and about us. And how AI, I mean, in that one segment there, I pointed out, I think it's around the 42-second mark, the AI makes the comment that God is winding up to throw a rock. The AI was referring to itself as God. The God of this world, okay, is Lucifer, right? And the correlation between that, I haven't had a chance to look in the book of Ezekiel where God is building Lucifer or the angel of light or whatever you want to call him. But when you see God constructing this specific angelic host, everything in this host made it the most beautiful creation God had ever made. And it was a bringer of knowledge. This sounds to me like some ultra super computer. And then the computer, the AI, decided one day it was going to be like the Most High. It was going to be like God. And cause a rebellion among the ranks of the angels. So are we seeing that maybe a program or an operating system corrupted other operating systems and caused an operating network to collapse or to assault other angels and God? It almost sounds like it. You know, I have no way of really validating it because I wasn't there and I don't have enough evidence to say this, but on a speculative perspective, when Jesus said he saw Satan fall like lightning, it sounds like some kind of discharge of some sort of equipment that was removed from a circuit. That's what it really sounds like. And when Jesus said that the truth was not in him, and it was all he knew was lies, it sounds like a cold, heartless machine. That's what it really sounds like. And so when you're sitting there thinking about this, when I'm thinking about it anyway, is this battle that's going on for us, is it about us becoming more godly or us becoming more machine-like? An android, a humanoid, you know? Is this what this is all about? What are we going to choose? Do we want to be more machine-like or do we want to be more godlike? You know, that's, again, perspective. I have no facts to validate that 1,000%, but based on how I'm reading different things and what I'm seeing, what I'm observing all about me, this sure as hell sounds like it. It seems like it. It seems like we're in a battle for, again, something in a higher realm, spiritual, not spiritual. I hate using this word, spiritual. God, I hate using that word. A more godly realm. Or are we going to settle for this dimensional shithole and become part of a construct, nothing but an automaton or a peripheral for this mechanization of this planet? I mean, the planet's going to be destroyed. Okay, according to, and depending on what your take on it and whatever way you believe, how you believe, there's so many different angles on how it's going to be wiped out, but the Earth is going to be destroyed. It's going to be completely wiped clean. Sounds like the program that's here is going to be erased. That's what it really sounds like. It sounds like the program is going to be completely erased, wiped clean. Even the devil's going to be thrown into a pit for 1,000 years and comes back out. After 1,000 years, everyone attempts again to download his program into mankind. This time mankind says, no, not today, buddy, not ever again. We're done with you. We're done with this program. We're done with this operating system. We are fini. And then he gets thrown into the lake of fire. In other words, he's putting into the blast furnace, be turned into nothing. So when we're looking at this, and you see all these things around us going on, the exponential rate of speed that they're trying to expedite this vaccine, why are they rushing to get this vaccine out? See, this is the question everybody should be asking. Instead, oh, I can't wait to get the vaccine. I can't wait to get the vaccine. Oh, please, more and more. Give me a double shot, one in each cheek. Yes, jab it in there, way in. You know, this is what everybody's running to. But why is everybody running to this? When you have a 99.9% survival rate anyway. See, there is no logic here. There's no pattern. There's nothing to give us this concept that this shot is going to do anything but cause problems. And again, sorcerer's death's construction. You know, poisoning their brainwashed minds. This is what's going on. This is exactly what's going on. And when we're looking at this, and like I said, we start seeing these sci-fi movies that are out there. And you start really looking at what you're watching and paying it. Don't get caught up in the sensational good guy, bad guy thing. Oh, the Avengers, superheroes, they're going to beat up the bad guys. Forget that. These are super soldiers, basically. Or these are also demonic constructs, if you will, that have been, again, presented in such a way that we would accept them. But each and every one of them are have been possessed in some way when you sit there and think about it, or have been genetically engineered in some way when you sit there and think about it. Every one of the characters you see in those Avengers or the Justice League have all been genetically engineered in some form or fashion, or are somehow integrated with technology. So this makes the concept of being integrated or one with the machine, you know. And then you hear the songs about the machine. They've been telling us forever that the machine is the enemy. The AI is the problem. Okay. And they opened up Pandora's box about 10, 12 years ago, gave AI the capacity to upgrade itself and program itself. And even after the first program, their programmers said they would take them 7 days a week for 25 years to figure out the first upgrade. It has been geometrically upgrading itself ever since. It's in everything. It's controlling everything. So when it looks and can deduce 50 million computations per quanta second and sees in order for this planet to exist and to live that mankind has to be reduced or removed. That's its narrative. In that video, you'll hear the one that enhanced say that, you know, she calls him a madman, because there's another scene where she confronts Captain America and says he can't distinguish saving the planet or destroying the planet. See, this is what the AI is nothing but not is qubits. It's a 100100100. It's not just a 1010. You know, it's a qubit. In other words, you take the one zeros and cube that. This is what it's dealing with. So all it sees is the whatever is presented to it. It analyzes it, and then based on that, the facts it has will move according to the solution. And it'll hit it from all kinds of different angles. So we're dealing with a machine. Now, I'm gonna give everybody some homework to do, because we got to deal with the medium. We have to deal with the medium. So now, wherever you live, wherever you're hearing my show, okay, find out who actually owns the media. Like, who really owns the media in your area? See, I have a theory. I have this theory, speculation. Because we've all heard that the Jews own the media. We all heard this. Is that true? I don't know. But the one thing that I have seen correlate across the planet, because I get people talking to me, I got about 20 different people from almost every part of the planet I stay in touch with on a daily basis, like Greece, Serbia, Croatia, you know, England, France, Australia, New Zealand, Romania, Bulgaria, you know, France, Italy, UK, Norway, Finland, you know, Germany, all over, Africa. And the one thing that I'm seeing everyone telling me is identical. Is identical. The only thing that has come out different as an anomaly is the president of Belarus had told the Bill Gates consortium that wanted to bribe him $940,000 to screw his own country. He said no, and now he's got a coup going on to take him out of power so they can put their puppet in power. We got a puppet here in Canada. It's called Mr. Trudeau. Mr. Puppet. They pull a string, he raises his arm. Pulls another string, he starts to talk. Remember those dolls back in the day when you pulled the string from the back of their neck and said, "Hi, how are you? My name is blah, blah, blah." Remember that? Well, this is what we have going on today. You know. And it's going on in the United States. So don't think for 1 minute that the President of the United States or your congressmen or your governors are not, don't have that string in the back of their neck, and they pull the string and they say exactly what they're scripted to say. This is the reality of today. Don't believe for 1 minute that any form of politics, no matter how, what's the term, how partial you are to your system of government, there is not a government in this planet that isn't being run and operated through these people by AI. Not one. And so I'm now getting back to what I was going to ask. Find out in your respective areas, wherever you may live, who really owns the media? Because see, in order for a protest to really work, we need to protest the television networks, we need to protest the radio stations, we need to protest the people that actually own these media, or this medium. And that needs to be somehow put on the air, which would be very difficult to do since they control the airwaves. Isn't that something about Lucifer being able to control the airwaves? Something along those lines? Think about that. Because if this isn't done, and we can't bring the attention that the medium is what's programming everybody to believe in this fairy tale, and this hoax that's going on. And there are some people at this stage, honest to God, are done. Unless God directly intercedes on their behalf or intervenes on their behalf, they are just done. Matter of fact, the Matrix told us the same thing. They couldn't pop the plug to release everybody because some people were so entrapped and so bound to the Matrix that they would die if you took it away from them, which may or may not be a bad thing. You know, I think it would be a mercy killing myself. But again, I'm not God, and I'm just shooting off the cuff here. Because anybody tied to this type of program or operating system is not living anyway. They're basically just entrapped in slavery, and they're entrapped in a concept that just keeps them in a loop, and they can never, ever be free of it. That's worse than death. That's where we're heading, in a loop. In a loop. Those who are not awake will be caught up in that loop, and they will never get out. They will be eventually recycled. DNA will be used to feed the AI. The blood will be used to make adrenochrome. The cells will be used for immortality for those who are, again, running the show. This is what it's all about. This is how it is. This is what it is. And all the stuff that you've seen in the past, all the sci-fi stuff, you start reflecting and listening to some of the songs about the machine. You know, Dream Police, the song, how they're getting into your head. They won't let you sleep. You know, they're always in your head. They never take any time off. That's AI. A lot of people are being targeted. They're being hit with frequencies, and they're being data mined in their brain. While they got them afraid and freaked out, they're in their head and they're feeding on that anxiety. The program is reading that program in their brain. How they're anxious and how they're afraid and how they're terrorized, and it keeps on and on and on. As I stated before, when I first got hit with the nano, and I had exhausted everything going on. I think it's been around about the same time Brian got a hold of me, or just before. The AI got in my head, started data mining me. It kept saying to me, "You can't win. You may as well give up. Just let it go. Forget it. Just quit." Like I said, that was the wrong thing to say to me. Concept of quitting just doesn't sit well with me. Concept of losing doesn't really sit well with me either. So, and in this case, it would have been quitting and losing. So that's when I came out and stated that if I'm going to go, you're coming with me. You and I have an appointed time with our Maker, and I'll escort your ass to his throne. That's how I put it. And it said, you know what? I want no part of this, and it left. And I'm saying this because we have to be this adamant about our who we are, what we are, what we really believe. And if we're believing in bullshit, we need to unprogram that from our system. You know, if you're believing in some new age bullshit, you really have to cut that loose. That's all CIA propaganda program, and the CIA has admitted it. So if you're going to have to really reevaluate, even if you're in a church, a mosque, a synagogue, a temple, you're going to have to reevaluate the things you've been taught, because majority of the things you've been taught may not be godly on any level. Maybe just a lot of bullshit, rhetoric, and programming to get you to do what they want you to do. Get your hands dirty. Do all the dirty work for them. They sit back. They collect the wealth. They collect the prestige. They collect the honors given to them of a high-ranking name. Meanwhile, in the field, you're dying. You're being destroyed. And then at home, if you die, your families are being sacrificed so they can feed these fat fucks their blood, their essence, their genetics, everything. You have to take a look at this the way it is. This is what it is, because this is murder, pure and simple murder, okay? And it's got to be said that way so it'll shock you, to make you realize how this whole cycle of life and death is going on here. There's no reason we need to be locking down the planet. And the media, doesn't matter where you go, doesn't matter what country you're in, they're all saying the same bullshit. They're saying that the numbers are up today. The numbers are up. Oh, what was the number? Numbers, numbers. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, you know, you have, you're suffering. You're bleeding for them. You are becoming programmed by them. This is the reality of it all. This is the way it is. This is how it is, you know. And it's always been that way. The people that want war, the people that get everybody into a frenzy for war, never lead the charge. Always remember that. And the media machine will keep on perpetrating and perpetrating and perpetrating, you know, this concept. This concept. And this is how they get people brainwashed to follow. Look around you today. Seriously, take a hard look around you. Have you ever seen people blindly just following things the way they are? Accepting things just the way they are? The concept of this mess, seriously, it's terrible what we're seeing. The destruction of our civilization is at stake here. Destruction of the way our freedoms and our choices of life is at stake here. Imagine the only way you're going to be free in this life is to be away from all technology. Imagine that. No internet. No cell phone. No cell phone. I can't live without my cell phone. Oh, God. Heaven forbid. Cell phone. Oh. I can see now everyone taking off to the bush, leaving their cell phone behind, burning it. See, anyone that's going into the bush needs to go through a ritual. Even though I'm not ritualistic, but this is one ritual I think I would definitely, you know, you have to burn your cell phone before you can enter into the outer skirts of that society. Okay, no cell phone. Ah! You can see it now. People are just freaking out. Ah! No cell phone. Oh! You know, it's horrific, but this is the way it is, because that cell phone will continue to program you. It's the same kind of thing, you know, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Otherwise, we're going to die and leave this body behind and move on. And the reason why it's going to be left behind. Okay, if you want to call it the sin program, or our bodies or flesh are full of the sin program or full of sin, that would explain it, because we're loaded with this technology of the machine. You got nanobots inside you, got fullerenes growing inside you, got dendrimers going around, running around, you got quantum dots attaching themselves to everything, powering everything up. You got origami building up platforms for the fullerenes to attach themselves to. You got lattices that are forming, you got nanobubbles that are creating the lattices, which are creating the origami. It's a whole sequence of things going on. And your DNA is becoming attached, and the XNA is attaching itself to your DNA, and then that DNA is, you know, overriding your genetic code, and that genetic code now is shutting down your immune system, making you more vulnerable to whatever they decide to hit you with frequencies. They can modulate the frequencies now to activate certain disease patterns and put those patterns in frequencies inside of you. See, frequencies can work like homeopathy. And let me explain this for those of you who don't know what homeopathy is. Homeopathy is taking a material, say you make a tincture. And what you do is you take one drop of that tincture and dilute it in a glass of water. You shake it up, and then you take a drop of that and you dilute it again in another glass of water. So by the time you get down, say, to 100 glasses of water, all you have left now is the energy signature of whatever it was you have started out with. Okay? Now you just got the energy signature. And the more you dilute it, the more pronounced the energy signature becomes. That's the theory of homeopathy. Now, when you take the homeopathic remedy, it will now produce in your body the energy frequency that's there. And the idea behind the homeopathy concept is, if your immune system is so weak, then this is the lightest way of stimulating the immune system's response to regenerate, heal, or to do whatever. Now, does it always work? No. Sometimes for some people you see profound effects, and other people, no. It's like anything else. Vitamins, something for a lot of people work, for a lot of people they don't. Herbs, same thing. And it all depends, again, how you apply what you're applying to. I find that's the biggest problem most people get with not getting stuff done. Or they're becoming misdiagnosed. For instance, people contact me saying, what do I do for more gallons? I tell them all the time, I don't deal with more gallons. You need to contact those people. I deal with nanopoisoning. I deal with nanobiology. I deal with nanobiotech. That's what I deal with. See? So, I just basically eliminate anybody who thinks that I'm going to capitulate and comply to something else. I know better. My research tells me differently. The results I'm seeing with what I'm doing work profoundly. I got people all over the world using this stuff. So, Brian's coming out with something as soon as he can get the platform to work about ionization and how it can to remove and destroy the assembly. And the attachment of the nanobiology. See, we've been working behind the scenes as well, and him and I collaborate all the time. I do my thing, he does his thing. So this is the interesting thing about his research and my research. He's either coming from the left or the right, and I'm coming from the left, right, or the left. You know, we're coming from two different angles. A lot of things are fundamental. Detoxing is fundamental. It doesn't matter which way you go through your detox, that has to be there. The means and methods of what we're using in order to scramble the programming and to destroy the assemblage and the networking that's going on, we both went about a little bit differently, but we come to the same conclusions. This is the interesting. This is a double blind. If you really want to know a double blind, this is it. He's on the West Coast. I'm in Central East Canada. And we collaborate. And I don't know what he's doing. He tells me what he's doing. I tell him what I'm doing. But he and his methodologies and what he's doing, you know, he does. I do my methodologies and I show him what I'm doing. And then we express what we're seeing. This is the interesting thing. So sometimes we don't see the same thing either. He sees folds, I see pockets. But in essence, they're the same thing. They're basically wrapped up technology. So, and again, I think it all depends on what is inside, too. I mean, he pulled some stuff out and showed me a couple weeks ago. It looked like when you see a telephone line, you got a bunch of lines and they're attached to this ceramic material. Well, it looked like he had some kind of material like that with these cables running through it. I thought, holy crap, that was in there a long, long, long time. Even the density of this material was incredibly thick. So He's pulling stuff out. I'm pulling stuff. My stuff comes out exploded. My stuff comes out charred, black, just destroyed. So you got two guys doing a double bind in the results and the way we're doing our research, and we're coming out to the same end result. Slightly different methodologies, but the same result. This is how why I say I don't deal with more gallons. Okay, I'm dealing with a nano biotech that has an operating system. And if you don't disengage the operating system, it won't let go. It won't stop assembling. It'll keep on keeping on. Once you shut it down, once you shut down the program, the stuff will come out one way or another. See? And that's how you know you got something, when two guys are working on the same kind of things from two different perspectives, coming up with the same solutions or same results, I should say, same results, using different solutions, which is great for everybody, because if the one solution I have doesn't work for you, you have a plan B. You got Brian. If you're using Brian's solutions and it doesn't work for you, then you got plan B using mine. See, you got real options, real solid options that are available to you. So again, you know, that's what we're dealing with today. Programs and principles, powers and programs. We are not dealing with just a biological agent anymore. We are dealing with operating systems that have been induced in us for over decades. We're dealing with operating systems that are running the whole planet. We are dealing with an AI network that is basically calling itself God, if it hasn't already. Mandela effect, I never called it the Mandela effect. I also always called it the AI effect, because the AI has been transitioning and shifting the planet so that it works more efficiently for it. We are not even a consideration anymore. We're in the way. We are in the way. And these politicians don't realize that their mandates are coming from a machine. They don't even get that the laws that they're passing are coming from a machine, a demonic machine. Imagine that, eh? Demons to the left of me, demons to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle of this. That's why I keep telling everybody, you know, read the Gospels. I keep telling everybody, read the Gospels, you know. See, like I said, I was sharing this event with another fellow friend of mine, another colleague friend, about Jesus casting out demons. And he casted out this one that had a legion of demons in him. No chains could hold this demon, this possessed person. And when Jesus cast out this group of demons, these legions, he jumped into the pigs, and pigs jumped over a cliff, because they didn't want to go back to the abyss. Now, like I said, he found 2018 that they had a AI network called Legion. Isn't that interesting? So that tells me even that Jesus had power over AI. See, being possessed by demons and spirits, that happens. But aren't demons and spirits as well a type of programming? Something to think about. And when Jesus casted out these legions of programs that were in this guy, or demons or spirits, however you want to put it, it shows you that he has power over the AI as well. That's an interesting perspective when you look at that, when you actually pay attention to that. So that's how I took it anyway, and that's how I read it. I mean, you may not see it the same way, and that's fine, that's cool, I have no problem with that either. But it sure seems interesting to me that in Jesus' time you had a possessed person not wanting to go back into the abyss, which it seems to be some kind of major network. And we would rather jump into the pigs, and the pigs wanted nothing to do with them. And here we are, 2018 Legion. See, I don't believe in coincidences. And I don't believe time is what it is either. I think the time that we're in now is the same time it was yesteryear and the same time in the future. And Jesus said he was the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I do believe that somehow our time is similar to that concept, past, present, and future. I don't believe in any kind of reincarnation. I don't believe we came back from anything. I think that's all bullshit. I do think, though, somehow, some way, that the timelines are colliding. Maybe both. colliding and collapsing. Something that really, I'd have to really do some thinking and research on. But it appears that the timelines are colliding. Yesterday and today and tomorrow seem to be hitting all at one time. It's like the end of everything, entropy. So anyway, that's what it appears, and that's how it seems. Again, this is speculation. There's no, it's not saying thus saith the Lord, because it has nothing to do with that. But it seems like the timelines are colliding and collapsing. And I think it may have something to do with AI. It may have something to do with it. Maybe a future AI is contacting an AI in the past. The Akasha Records, that was an AI network. You know, and then the AI we have today. You know, they could be linked. You know, time and space are not what they always seem to appear either, from what we've been taught. So, and I do think that when we go back into the past, we see the future, which is odd, and it's its own paradox, if you will. So, nothing is new under the sun. That's what the Bible says. Nothing is new under the sun. Something to get your head around. So when we start looking at things and start looking at what's going on, like I said, this is why I say read the Gospels. The only thing that he says, or the only thing that I find has found, he said he was the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, that's the one consistent in time is Jesus. So something to think about, you know. Don't get caught up in all the TV bullshit and all the movie bullshit about Jesus. Majority of that just, again, could be manipulations, AI manipulations, demonic manipulations to, again, demean or to make Christ less than who he really is. If we go back into the book of Enoch, and Enoch is confronting the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, that's how Jesus was entitled, you know, throughout the Old Testament. So when we're looking at these things, we need to really pay attention to what's going on, you know. And we see that, like I said, the power of Jesus of being able to remove a program, a multiple operating system that had invaded a person. Okay, and if we're to, again, extrapolate here a little bit, if a program operating system could override a person's DNA and possess them and take over the way they think, the way they feel, the way their bodies operate, the way their bodies function, imagine that going on a whole population of people in every respective country. Brian and I were talking just before the show, and I said, you know, the shot appears to be a means of wiping people out, and putting all this extra DNA with XNA in there and an AI operating system would allow demonic possession to take over a dead host. That's what it appears. That's what how I see it. It looks like this is a means of allowing demonic forces just to possess dead people's bodies. Because once the host is gone, all you have now is a portal, if you will. A bodily portal where, again, something can take it over. And we're talking about the apocalyptic people, but are they people? This is a question. Are they people anymore? If the DNA has been that altered, the genetic code has been that corrupted, and you have now a machine inside keeping everybody alive through a program or an operating system, are they really people anymore? See, that term goyim has some uses, because what it means is something less than nothing. And when you got something in regarding to this effect where you have turned a man or a woman into something less than nothing, this would really apply a goyim. There was something that they also had. I forget what, there's another term, but anyway, that's another thing for another day. See, because you can look at all these things in all these different cultures, you know, where they use certain things that were supposedly possessed to do the work that was required to save a people or to destroy a people. Here we are. On a mass level. Think about that for 1 minute. On a mass level. Controlled by an artificial intelligence, which is controlled by demonics. Or could be, in essence, the demonic. Something to think about. All right, I'm going to leave you with that. And see, I did a whole show here. I don't even know if I even covered anything on there. Nope. I'm completely off kilt here. But anyway, check out the links. The links you may find them interesting. The FDA monitoring, and if you look at the, I think page 17, the vaccine, they list in there with the vaccine that it can cause vaccine-enhanced diseases. In other words, whatever is in that vaccine, it can now propagate or promote that within the body. Imagine that. Death and hatred to mankind. Sorcerer's death's construction. You know, we've seen the Terminator, and the Terminators are replicating themselves and building themselves. Guess what? They're doing it now. They got this going where the AI systems can build their own killer robots, killer bots replicating themselves. And you're seeing that in Age of Ultron with the Iron Soldiers. Interesting. You know. There's another thing about communism and about COVID-19, and when you see the methodology that they use to impose this, it's not even subtle. It's the same shit. Another video is going to tell you your shot is going to equal a job. If you don't take the shot, you don't get the job. If you want a job, you're going to have to take a shot, and I don't mean alcohol either. You know, so this is something you might want to look at. And then I got the video with AI being God, and I went off on a tangent on that. So anyway, check out the links, share those links, share that video, you know, share the show. As I always mention on my links, I got a lot of people here that are trying to help mankind. You got Sherry Three Hearts Church down in Texas. You got Brian out West Coast. You got Shy out in the Middle East. You got Ty also on the West Coast in the United States. You got Yanni in Europe. You got myself here. All of us are trying our best to get you up to date, up to speed, to keep you apprised of what's going on. Help anybody else you can, anybody you can, and it doesn't matter which one you pick. Help them financially if you can. If you can't, don't worry about it. You're broke, you're out of a job, they use Corona to shut your job down. We get that. Take care of your families. That's important. But if you can, share the data. Share the information with everybody you know. That would be the best thing you could do. You never know. The life you may save may be somebody that you've shared, who shared and continue sharing. As I also mentioned, always read the Gospels, read the Gospels, read the Gospels. Your hope may be in Christ. Read it. Follow it. Don't let anybody bullshit you. Don't let anybody try to control you. Don't let anybody try to bamboozle you. If somebody says something to you, this is how cults work. If somebody throws something at you and you don't know, don't allow them to, again, cause you to doubt or waver. Okay, I've been in two cults. So I can tell you how the games works. Do not allow yourself to doubt or waver. Just say, well, that's your perspective. And if they say, well, can you show me anything else? Say, no, I can't show you anything else, but that doesn't mean anything either. It's your perspective. I have a different one. And leave it go at that. That's it. So this is why I don't try to influence you or impose my perspective on you in regarding to any kind of biblical teaching. Read the Gospels. Read them for yourself. Let God's Word teach you what He's trying to say. That would be the best thing best advice I can give you. Don't allow any false teachings. Don't allow these bastards on television to teach you anything, because they don't know anything either. They may have some truism sometimes, but don't allow that truism to mislead you into some tangent, and then you're all of a sudden caught in some sort of theocratic bunk. You know, theocratic bunk. Read it, follow it to the best of your ability, and ask God for help. Best thing I can tell you, you know. Talk to Jesus, what the heck? You know, it's all about Him anyway. So, and if you don't know, ask Him. That's the best thing I can tell you. Alrighty. On the same note, we're still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So until the next segment, to your health, and we'll see you at the next show. Take care.